What's wrong, everyone? Jeremy here from The Courting. I hope you have an absolutely wonderful day. And this is a pretty hilarious back and forth going on. Look, India's gotten quite a bit of negative press over the past month or so with all the conversations around H-1Bs. Look, I think that it's also important to actually clarify. I think H-1Bs are bad and they should be abolished, but I don't have any problem with Indian people. Right. I also don't blame Indian people for taking the opportunity to have an H-1B to come to this country. It's not their fault. The loophole exists. I can have no problem with Indian people and also say that we should abolish not just the H-1B, but all of these other, you know, visa for work exceptions. Oh, no, by the way, there's more than just Indians who use H-1Bs, but also I don't want student visas allowed either. Call me extreme. That's fine. I accept it. But one of the most hilarious exposés have been these Danish cookies. It's taking over TikTok and X. You know those blue tins? When I show you a picture of it, you're going to know exactly what I'm talking about. Those blue tins that are like, usually have like sewing kits in them and stuff like that. Your mom probably had one laying around. Well, you're not going to love how this works out. If you're thinking about giving the gift of Danish cookies for Christmas, maybe head over to thequartering.com/shop. I have three different meme-tastic cookbooks for food, drink, and holiday that are not only delicious recipes, but they're full of memes like the Mega Mimosa and Mamala's Christmas Jambalaya, all sorts of stuff. Gavin's Giblet Gravy Train. Giblet gravy train. I only have like 200 left. I'm not buying any more. I sold them during the election. Thequartering.com/shop to get yours today. They're $20. That's it. So you can get all three for, I don't know, $50 or something like that. Perfect stocking stuffer, perfect gift for white elephant, things like that. So you might recognize the Royal Dansk, right? Danish butter cookies. We've all had them, right? I would say most of us have had them before. Some of us more than others, if you know what I mean. That's me calling myself fat. Well, there's this new trend of people showing exactly how they're being made. People are trying to figure out why Danish Christmas cookies are made in India, and it started a new propaganda battle. Well, are you sure your Christmas cookies aren't made in India? Please make sure if your sound is on. Now, I'm really hoping that I don't have to mute this because the song is just, it's a chef's kiss. Let's see here. Let's watch this. Well then. Okay. Eating her cookies. Okay. From, you know, gourmet place. Checking. Okay. Just. It's made in India. Okay. Let's see here. Lovely weather for a sleigh ride together. Oh my goodness. Similar viral videos have exploded in popularity over the last week, with some internet sleuths saying they've actually tracked down the factories themselves. Damn, TikTok has no chill. Those tin Christmas cookies made in India are going viral. Let's see here.
You might want to watch this video.
Okay. I mean, I like, I'm gonna put this on at Christmas. It's, I love it. Now, what I think is funny is they're finding, okay, one of these videos, they like look up the location. Yeah, here it is. Village Sempili, whatever district. Look, if you're one of my Indian viewers, you gotta agree this is hilarious. I'm sure that actual like Indian people probably don't eat this stuff either. Let's see. It was wrongly written on the box. It's Sampli, not Sampili or whatever. So we're going down to the street view. Looking for their location. Okay. Couldn't find the factory. Okay. We found Morinda Road. Okay. Now we've got street view. We're looking up for the factory. We're looking for that factory that apparently exists here. This is one of the places they make the cookies. Is it this pile of garbage or is it this other pile of garbage? I'm not totally sure which pile of garbage it is. But let's see if we can get in closer. Oh, could this be the man who made the cookies? So here we have the guy. Okay. Got his photograph taken. Or maybe here's another building that is dilapidated and full of garbage. This is apparently where the cookies are made, according to this video. Yikes. Here's one. I actually like these cookies. Sad I will never buy them again. Ew, what the actual. Let's see. You're not ready for this.
So I came to Walmart today just to see if this was real.
Yeah.
See this? Do you see this big box of like cookie things?
Yeah. Looks delicious. As a fat, big fan.
And it says, product of India.
Okay.
Product of India, right there.
Now, I'm pretty sure that's where the radioactive shrimp came from, too. Or it was some other country over there. Maybe it wasn't India. It was like, I can't remember exactly. But again, just flip your boxes over, flip your cans over, you know.
There. I don't think you're ready for this.
What am I not ready for? I don't care. That song slaps. I like that song. I'm gonna definitely like mix it in. So whenever we have parties at when we host, I'm in charge of the music. It's literally the only thing my wife lets me handle. The music and the drinks. The music and the, you know, I'm the straw that serves the drink, but I'm not allowed to like touch anything, you know, related to the rest of the party decorations or whatever. I'm allowed to go pick them up. I'm allowed to go whatever, right? That's, by the way, that's for the best. Okay, that's for the best. I'm slipping this jam in. Like, it's going to go right from like, from O Emmanuel right into this jam. As TikTok videos have gone viral, Americans have begun checking all of their food labels. Something this, quote, anti-Indian Pakistani account was all too eager to note. After watching the hygienic standards in Indian food industry, people are refusing to eat products cooked in India. We saw the video of the famous Danish cookies. Now come the video about pre-cooked shrimp sold at Costco. I love this song. Yo. I mean, that's a good song. I don't know why people are hating on Indians. Like, that's a bop. That's a good song. Like, don't act like it's not in your head. Shrimp from Indonesia sold at Walmart were recently labeled radioactive by the FDA. Okay, so Indonesia. Indians have not taken kindly to the wave of hate. I don't know if I'd call it hate. It's more like mockery. You know, from what I've been told by, you know, actual Indian people who moved to America, like most Indians are not eating that street food anyway. At least that's what I've been told. But like, also, it's not like it doesn't exist, brother. Like, it exists and people eat it there. Let's not pretend that, you know, we're just making this up out of thin air. Indians have not taken kindly. While they are not denying the claim that their country mass produces Danish Christmas cookies, they are offended by the insinuation that they can't produce Danish Christmas cookies as professionally, as tastefully as everyone else. Oh, okay. Well, let's see here. Is this actual footage of them making these cookies? No, these are propaganda videos to malign Indian-made products. Well, you shouldn't buy Indian-made products. I don't need to make a propaganda for you. You should buy American when you can afford it. Now, I understand when you're buying paper plates or this, that, or the other thing, sometimes it just doesn't make sense. Like, why am I going to pay more for less and or more for the same product? But I would argue it's not always the same product, but also, like, hopefully that's what these tariffs are for. You know, it's supposed to, you know, let American made compete on the same grounds as these third world countries. The single biggest PR nightmare that spawned from all of the Indiophobia was viral street food videos from India. It's generally reached every corner of the planet, particularly the youth. Well, I mean, I would argue that the Pooh Festival wasn't a great look either. This app has to be one of the most openly racist places I've seen. I've never I didn't expect this level of hostility from so many Argentinians. Wait, not even Americans? Come on, Americans. We can be more racist. But the comments said it all. I'm mostly seeing these type of reactions to beef slash cow jokes to attack his religion. You know, you see, in the midst of the information war, it's hard to know who is pushing for what agenda. The Chinese government controls TikTok. And even though the Trump administration forced the American branch of the company to sever some of its ties to Chinese commies, one of us wonder if the Gen Z TikTok addicts aren't doing the bidding of Beijing. At the same time, English-speaking social media, much North American neighborhoods of Toronto to Houston, have been flooded in recent years with tens of millions of Indian accounts. Many of these accounts have American-sounding names like, quote, the governor, making it hard to know who is in the comment section. This is why, like, I'm a big proponent of Elon putting, you know, the country flag on every, you know, on every account on this platform. Like, I'm a huge proponent for that. So, liar, this is how branded cookie factories look in India. Even we Indians don't buy cookies you showed in your video. Interesting, why don't you have your face and why do you call yourself the governor? And why do you not claim to be from India? Interesting. And it also appears to be an anti-Pakistan account. So you see, like, a lot of these people, like, the most infamous account with one of these Western names is called Inevitable West, which allegedly is run by a crypto scammer in India, as reported by English-speaking Pakistani news outlet. I mean, the mastermind behind right-wing Twitter account Inevitable West exposed as Indian scammer. I mean, look, I would just recommend sticking with Made in America. I'm not saying it's perfect, but it's probably not made by somebody's feet. I hope you enjoyed this video. If you did, make sure to leave a like on it. Don't forget to get your cookbook ordered. They're going to be shipping at or before December 1st. And once they're gone, they're gone. I'm not ordering any more of them. And it's just me and my wife packing them. So get your gifts in, thequartering.com/shop, and we'll talk to you again real soon.